You're listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.rir.org. I want to thank everybody who's called in. Stuart, matter of fact, called. He's like, wait, this is old stuff. Where'd you find that? Flora has called in to wish me a happy anniversary. Talia called in a Louisiana dance hall to, again, wish me a happy birthday, happy anniversary. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and launch. This is Gabriel, my intro to Gabriel Ayala for many of you. And I hope you enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM. Listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. I'm your host, Tall Feathers. The show is Inner Tribal. I'd like to welcome to the show Gabriel Ayala. You are a classical guitarist that hails out of Tucson, Arizona, except you're not home right now. Is that correct?
Yes, you're right. I'm actually in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And you're there for...
I'm here for the Indian Summer Music Awards and Festival, so I've been nominated for a couple of CDs here, so I'm going to be performing at the actual award show and maybe take some hardware home here.
That would be nice.
It would be incredible.
That would be nice. I also like the fact that you'll be performing there as well. Now, the two CDs, is it two or just one that you're working off of with this nomination?
Actually, two CDs, and the funny thing is that I have two CDs that are nominated in the same category. So I have a 40% chance of winning, so my odds are really high. It's really funny. I don't think that's ever happened before with an artist to where they have more than one CD in the same category. And each of those CDs, one is the Tango CD, and my other is Sonoran Nights.
So then... Of all the CDs that you've got out there, because I know Portraits is in the NAMMYs, correct?
As well as Tango and Sonoran Nights. They're all three. And the funny thing is I got the trifecta going on with that as well. At the NAMMYs, I'm up for Contemporary, Best Contemporary or Best World, I believe it is. And all three of my CDs are in the finals.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Category. So my Tango, Portraits, and Sonora Nights all made the finals in the exact same category. So on that one, I got a 60% chance.
Yes, you do. You think you'll walk away with that one?
You know what? I'm not trying to jinx it, but
I know.
It's just really funny. You know, I was like, wow. I was like, I had two in Indian Summer and then three in the NAMMYs. I was like, can I do four? I was like, no, I don't have another CD out. Man. Too bad.
Well, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Yeah, there you go.
Now, I've got a lot of new listeners on my show, and why don't you explain a little bit of who you are? I mean, obviously, the show is dedicated to the Native American musical artist, but you don't play what some would consider a traditional instrument.
No, definitely not. I'm a classically trained guitarist, and I've been playing classical guitar now for 22 years or so, and actually have a master's degree in music, and I really want to try to help break those stereotypes of native musicians that, you know, we're, you know, so one-tracked onto what genre of music we can play, and more, I think these days, native musicians are branching out towards new genres of music, and for myself, playing classical music is really helping break those stereotypes, and in my travels, that really helps me to talk about more important issues, which are, you know, our children, our elderly, and what they need in their lives. Mm-hmm. And so it's really helped me out. So it's been a real blessing.
That is fantastic. And I can already tell you that one of my listeners absolutely loves that your Ave Maria, which I believe is Sonoran Nights. Am I correct?
It is on Sonoran Nights, yeah.
Yes. I'm going to play that one right now. I know I've got a listener out there that absolutely loves it, and it is in itself a beautiful piece.
Oh, it is.
I think that would be a great sample of a piece of music off of that one.
And we're back.
Yes, we are. Oh, gosh. So what was it like creating Sonoran Nights? Because you're with Will Kluttman?
With Will Kluttman and Vince Redhouse.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of great moments in the studio. We recorded that in just under a week, it seems like. And just a lot of spontaneous things were coming out there, feeding off of each other. Myself, I'd like to always take the lead as director, and was always throwing ideas out to Will and to Vince and what we could do to take it to another level, especially when it came to my own compositions, which there's four of my own songs featured on the CD, Sonora Nights.
Uh-huh.
And when it came to recording those, I was like, well, I hear this in my head. Can you change it? Can you do this? Can you add this? Can you take this away? But it was just a really, really fun CD to work on. And I think a lot of people are really enjoying it, and that's a great thing.
That is a very good thing. And how is it personality-wise? I mean, let's face it, Vince Redhouse and Will Clipman are definitely, you know, experts in their field as well. And how is it when the three of you come together? It sounds like, especially if you did the CD in a week's time or less than a week's time, it sounds like egos leave the room, but creative genius is allowed to remain. And
yeah, you definitely have to put your egos aside and be up for anything and be willing to take criticism, but suggestions from your fellow musicians. And that's the thing that I think we were at a really good point when we did that CD, that we'd already been playing together for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And we were already having that sense of being in the pocket already. So when it came time for the CD, it was a lot easier. And I'm always, you know, self-conscious about that, being that I'm the youngster. and I do point that out, that I am the youngster of the group. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, egos could get in the way of, you know, somebody younger telling you. But that wasn't the case in ours. And I think, you know, out of that, you know, we have a really great product out there. Thank you.
All right. How'd you like that? Told you it was long. You're listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rar.org. And that was the first track off of a very wonderful interview that I had. I think that was my second interview that I had ever had with Gabriel. First one being the promotion and release of Portraits. This one was Sonoran Nights. And just very wonderful person. I finally, after all that time, finally had a chance to actually meet the gentleman, had the chance to meet Gabriel up in New Jersey within the last, I think, 2 years. So it's kind of nice to be able to actually put a human instead of just a picture in place of the name. And again, we share communication from time to time. My schedule's been really hectic. So is his. So trying to catch him for an interview, I know he would be humble enough to agree, but it's just not something I've been able to get in studio to do. Why am I going down memory lane if you're just tuning in? It's because it's my 6th anniversary. Woo! Yeah! And we're going to move on with a little more interviews and keep moving on with music. But first, I need to let you know that with Virginia's severe summer heat and humidity, staying cool isn't a luxury but a health and safety issue. From now through Monday, August 15th, the Commonwealth's 120 local departments of social services are accepting applications for cooling assistance to help residents in need purchase, repair, or operate fans and air conditioning. Assistance may be available to households with small children, senior citizens, or persons with disabilities. To learn more, you can visit dss.virginia.gov or call your local Department of Social Services in Richmond at 804-646-7212. All right, we're going to go ahead and launch some music while I gear up the next round of interviews. Hope you're enjoying Intertribal right here on 97.3 FM, www.rir.org.
Yeah. Hey, yo, 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 hey, yo
All right. And that was Jana Michoni with Una Noche. And just before that was Kevin Yazzie with Love. It is 7:35. We're going to keep things going. So let's just stay tuned to WRIR.org and 97.3 FM Richmond.
Tune in Monday night from 9 to 11 for American Roots Music with a French twist. Explore the heart of Cajun country with me, Talia. It's Cajun, Creole, Zydeco, Swamp Pop, the music that grew out of the prairies and bayous of southwest Louisiana. Many listeners report that they get more housework done and feel happier while listening to Louisiana Dance Hall. Louisiana Dance Hall, Monday nights, 9 to 11 on WRIR, 97.3 LPFM. Radio for the rest of us. Allons danser.
Hey, this is the Haberdasher. I'm a volunteer DJ at WRIR. Are you tired of late night reruns? Are you bored and looking for something to enliven your Monday nights? I have the cure for you. The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit Show with me, your host, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Monday. One dose taking your ears weekly at 97.3 FM on your radio dial or at www.wrir.org on the web is sure to cure what ails you. Possible side effects of listening late night include oversleeping, drowsiness, irritability, bedhead, job loss, and poor desk grades. The Haberdasher and WIR cannot be held liable for any side effects resulting from your late night enjoyment. Tune in to the Man in the Gray Flannel Suit Show Monday nights from 11 to 1 on WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, and at www.wrir.org.
I'm Tall Feathers, your host. The show's intertribal. Chief Red Hawk is in studio with me. We're getting ready to talk about your latest release.
Thank you. This is At the Crossroads. So this song that we're going to play, mm-hmm. like I said, it's called, it's kind of a revamp of Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Okay.
And it's up for Best Historic Recording for the Native American Music Awards and for the Grammys as well. So this was kind of a blend that we put together to talk about the old warriors who have either passed away, Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, who have been sent to reservations, and the way that their spirits kind of soared when you leave the physical world and go into the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear the eagles fly, so that flying is taking their spirits to the spirit world. But it's called Ghost Riders in the Sky. It's a long song, but when we actually played the song back, you'd be surprised how quick it really goes, simply because it's a very entertaining historical, historically speaking. But I think you'll like it. It kind of combines a new age feel with Yanni meets Native Americans and then
cool.
a traditional drum group in the background. So.
From the United States Indian Service, Standing Rock Agency, North Dakota, Sitting Bull and 13 other warriors were gunned down while being arrested today, December 15th, 1890. September 9th, 1886. The renegade Apache, Oglala, also known as Geronimo, was captured and sent to Florida. He was reported dead February 17th, 1909.
One of your non-traditional style in country.
In country. We're going to call this Indian country because it's a blend of both of them. And this track is called When the Tough Gets Going. And nowadays, with economic hard times and everything and trying to produce the album, but people are just finding jobs and everything, I selected this song because it was kind of appropriate. So when the tough get going, the going gets tough. And it's a country blend off the CD, which is kind of a nice crossover for me. So but we'll take a little break from the native style and just Red Hawk on country. This is called When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Gets Going.
All right, right here on 97.3 FM.
I remember when, back in the day, life got kind of tough. We were stranded in Orlando, lost our car and money. remember that was rough. But through it all, we had a ball. Tough times didn't make us fall. Just me and you, we were making it through. Our love just grew and grew. When love is in the air and life seems so unfair, there's a rainbow somewhere.
I like that.
Good little island feel to it, you know, a little Jimmy Buffett thrown in there.
Yeah, hey, get me that margarita, you know.
Yeah.
Give me that island feel. I can always, you know, go for that, especially during, and we're going to kind of, temperature-wise, I think we're supposed to get sort of the island feel today. So that was pretty good.
Thank you.
You can cross that boundary.
I can cross it, yeah. The first time, I was always against my religion to do country music, but you know, when my producer says, well, we need to do this, and I said, okay, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, now I'm going to play that song in its completeness. So the one that we were just introing, and I enjoyed my time with Red Hawk, and hope one day we can get him back in studio again, even though he has moved. All right, enjoy, right here on 97.3 LPFM.
I remember when, back in the day, life got kind of tough. We were stranded in Orlando, lost our car and money. Remember that was rough. But through it all, we had a ball. Tough times didn't make us fall. Just me and you. Just grew and grew. When love is in the air and life seems so unfair, there's a rainbow somewhere. You have to walk a mile or two, but you do what you gotta do, and we can make it through. One step at a time, just yours and mine. Our love will keep on growing. But when the going gets tough, you know the tough gets going. A big car's a knife, and rings made of ice. Makes it easy for sure. There's never enough of that right stuff. An illness without a cure. So I played the game, and I shot for fame, till I was paid for my name. And we paid the price, and we sacrificed, and we rolled those dice. When love is in the air and life seems so unfair, there's a rainbow somewhere. You have to walk a mile or two, but you do what you gotta do. Together you can make it through. One step at a time, just yours and mine. Our love just keeps on growing. When the going gets tough, yeah, the tough got going. When love is in the air and life seems so unfair, there's a rainbow somewhere. You have to walk a mile or two, but you do what you gotta do. Together we can make it through. One step at a time, just yours and mine. Our love just keeps on growing. But when the going got tough, yeah, the tough.
I would like to welcome Miss Jane Santos. Is that the correct way to say that?
That's correct.
Oh, wow. Hey, I'm doing something right this morning. My voice doesn't want to cooperate, but welcome to Intertribal, and thank you for taking an early morning journey from your home to your, I guess you stopped by your studio, and then, or did you do that before?
I was wise. I got some instruments last night.
You were wise.
So I could basically just get up and just go on autopilot and drive here.
Okay. Well, very good. All right. Well, she's handing me paper, folks. Before we get into something, I just want to test out the microphone. So if you want to, I'm going to turn on 3 and 4. Actually, 3 first, and if I don't hear anything, I'm going to turn on 4. I was wondering if you'd go and kind of tap on the drum and see if we could pick it up. You are the director of Works of Heart Life Skills, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Can you, what is, how did you get involved? Where does this all come from?
I love that question because people say, what do you mean works of heart? It almost seems like a contradiction that if it comes from the heart, it should be effortless.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, that's true after you've done the work. And the reason why my business is called Works of Heart is because I think at this point in time, after everyone's done the therapy and the workshops and the seminars and the CDs and all of the personal power tapes and seminars, mm-hmm. we're still wondering, why am I not changing? Or how can I handle the emerging crises in the world? And so it occurred to me that perhaps instead of going outside, we need to go inside. And so while the world looks like it's falling apart, we don't necessarily have to align with that. And in mm-hmm. fact, if we go within and start to see handling crises as an intersection or crossroad, we then maintain the power. And so when everyone else is saying crisis, I say crossroads.
Okay.
And if you think of crossroads, it's really an intersection of choices.
Yes, it is.
And so if you have an intersection of choices, you are not disempowered, as the media and as the worldview would have us believe that we need to rely upon someone or something outside of ourselves mm-hmm. to save us. And in fact, if we take all of our crises and traumas and emergencies mm-hmm. and channel it through whether it's forgiveness, self-love, letting go, embracing, these are all processes that take place on an interior level.
I would love for you to share the music side of what you do.
Okay.
All right, you are listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR. Jane Santos, the director of Works of Heart Life Skills, has joined me in studio, and she's currently on, what drum are you on?
This is a tumba.
A tumba?
Yes, it's the tumba, the conga, and the quinto. This is the bass, kind of like the big daddy of the trio.
Oh, wow.
And I took the big daddy because it has such a resonant sound, if you hear that booms. Mm-hmm. I like the tumba because it immediately reaches inside to my core.
Okay. And it definitely makes you want to move.
When I use the drums in a therapeutic modality, people come into my studio and we immediately come to a centering focal point. And I use something like the chime to just create and set that intention.
Uh-huh.
And then we begin with deep breathing. And in the deep breathing, people can kind of just let their cares and their chatter and their inner dialogue and all of the mental worries leave. And it's really a conscious act that we choose to clear our mind. And so I might take a big gathering drum or a frame drum and begin hitting it. Do a lot of deep breathing and a lot of intentional focus. Christine Stevens, and I use her tools a lot in my work because she is a music therapist, a performer. She's traveled all around the world, and she believes that someday there'll be a drum in every drugstore.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be an awesome, awesome experience?
And you really need to sit with that because for every single crisis, which is now being determined by the medical field, every single nuance of life is somehow being pathologized so that we can buy a drug.
Yeah.
And the only people that are benefiting from this are not the people that are taking the drugs, but the people that are selling and making them. And so drumming is my almost private militant way of being the antidote to pharmaceuticals and psychotropic drugs.
Okay.
We've had some pretty far out experiences just drumming.
Share with us. All right. This kind of wraps up the second hour of our sixth anniversary show, Intertribal. That's right, folks. Six years. Can you imagine? Wow. The funny thing is it doesn't even take up a whole year's worth of dates. It's only 314 shows, if my math and calculations is correct, i.e. the computer and one of the websites you can go to ask questions. late last night, I took the easy route out. Can you blame me? All right, that last piece was actually off a new CD that I received just last week. It was wonderful. Got dropped in through my mailbox slot at my house, and I was like, ooh, nice. So I got to enjoy it for the week and definitely wanted to bring it to you this week. That was Pipestone. The first track is an Intertribal, and that's what I played. Now, previously, what I've been playing was my interview with Jane Santos, and that was just little snippets and segments of that. She does therapy, music therapy, basically, drum. She shared about how she works her programs. And then, of course, we had some snippets from Red Hawk. I did actually play in its entirety When the Tough Gets Going by Red Hawk off his At the Crossroads CD. And then right before that was little segments from that interview back in 2008. And then, of course, Jenna Michoni and I had pretty much post-announced all those, did snippets with Gabriel Ayala, and the music will continue.